I honestly don't see getting back to normal for, I'm thinking, at least a year.
Joyce DeLong co-owns the Cheektowaga location of Allegra Marketing and Print Communications. She and a half dozen staffers have been in business for nearly 40 years. When I talked with her, she'd just recovered from a debilitating case of COVID-19. DeLong says sales have dropped dramatically since the pandemic began.
Mainly from the fact that we do a lot of printing for events. And as you know, all events have been called off. And then you add all the other businesses that are not working right now or just working from home.
The latest U.S. Census data counts more than 61,000 firms in Erie County. About 19,000 are women-owned. Sherry Scavone, executive director of the Western New York Women's Foundation, says WBEs face unique sustainability challenges during a crisis.
We know it is extraordinarily difficult for women to get venture capital. But we also know that women start businesses for very different reasons than men. We know 60 to 80% of child rearing typically falls to women. And so they're starting businesses that allow them to juggle, if you will, their family life and their professional life, as well as contributing to the community.
Because of this, Scavone says many WBEs are smaller, and very often the owner is the only employee. So in times of crisis, these businesses are more likely to fail.
So the burden of juggling, owning a small business, sustaining that small business, innovating to reimagine that small business in the time of an unprecedented pandemic, as well as tending to the children and not only caring for the children, but in many cases, you know, becoming the homeschooler, becoming the entertainment, is really putting a significant stress on women in particular, and we're hearing that across the board.
When New York State first paused, Allegra laid off its workers. They were able to return with federal assistance.
We applied for the payroll protection plan, and we're very excited that we had that because it's going to be critical in helping us stay open for the next few months.
When that assistance expires, DeLong's going to apply to the state's long-running shared work program, which allows employees to receive partial unemployment benefits while working reduced hours.
It's the new normal.
Sue McCartney is director of the Small Business Development Center at Buffalo State College. McCartney says the first lesson the pandemic should teach small business entrepreneurs is the need for advanced technology systems at work.
People just, you know, well, okay, I've got some emails. Small organizations, they probably weren't keeping track of those vital pieces of information. And I think everyone got the wake-up call that they need to have systems.
Start with taking secure credit card information. The next valuable system is New York State certification as a woman-owned business.
In terms of the general government procurement, they buy everything. And there are many contracts that go unfulfilled. And because we're in such a transition, some of the target market a woman business owner relied on previously, maybe that's not going to be as strong as it was pre-COVID.
McCartney says women also should be prepared to borrow more than usual, even though that may sound scary, and lenders are sympathetic now. And if funds and childcare are lacking, why not hire the children?
You know, just even in a very small way, but the child could see this is what it takes to make money. I think the women are in a good situation to affect these future entrepreneurs.
McCartney says her center has about 1,000 business owners registered as clients, but COVID-19 has tripled that. She says women are more likely to ask for help than men.
You know, that's what we've been dealt, and you have to do what you can to survive. Unfortunately, not everyone's going to be able to, but those that do will be stronger for it, that's for sure.
Women-owned businesses, they play a really important role in this community and the very underpinning of many of our services and businesses. I think Elmwood Avenue, I think, you know, Hurdle Avenue, I think in East Aurora and all around our community. And, you know, where would we be if they didn't exist?
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.